1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werben. Colorado's been given a new designation in the battle against the coronavirus and the illness it causes, COVID-19.
The state's officially got a major disaster on its hands. Governor Polis asked late in the week for that federal declaration. He got word Saturday it had been approved by President Trump. The declaration makes it possible for Colorado to get federal resources, including funding and other assistance, to fight the virus. The state passed another unfortunate milestone in the fight Saturday as well. 327 new cases confirmed, bringing the total statewide to 2,061. Denver County has 367 of those, but some of the mountain communities have become hotspots. Eagle County has 182 cases, same as Jefferson County, but Eagle, home to the Vail and Beaver Creek ski resorts, has about 500,000 fewer residents. 13 more deaths have also been attributed to COVID-19, making a total of 44. I'm Jim Williams.
Hospitals in Colorado's mountain communities say the absence of tourists means lower than usual patient numbers, which is good news for staffing and supply levels in an area with a disproportionately high number of coronavirus cases. The reduction in patients attributed to the closure of ski areas. Federal prosecutors will not pursue charges in the fatal police shooting of a Colorado Springs man in August. 19-year-old Devon Bailey was shot by police after they responded to a report of a robbery. Two officers arrived and found Bailey and another man, told them they matched the description of the robbery suspects. As one officer approached Bailey to search for a weapon, he took off running. That's when the officers fired at least 8 times as Bailey ran away, hitting him 3 times in the lower back and once in the arm. In sports news, the Broncos saw one of their best defensive players of the last 8 years, defensive end Derek Wolfe, sign a 1-year, $3 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens. He says he enjoyed his time in Denver and adds his family will always live in Colorado. A second Avalanche player is now reported to have tested positive for COVID-19. The team says the unnamed player is in self-isolation. I'm Ted Werben.
Get into a new home for little to no money down when you choose American Financing. You'll receive a custom low-rate home loan and guidance from a dedicated mortgage consultant. They can even connect you with a realtor. There are no upfront or hidden fees, and it only takes 10 minutes to pre-qualify. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. MNLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Please work with Colorado Right to Life to abolish abortion and not with those who regulate it. For the so-called pro-life regulations convince even our own judges that the unborn child has no true right to life. So we've offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name a single justice who has ever acknowledged the unborn child's right to life. Tragically, there are none. See that at AmericanRTL.org/regulations.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. I'm Rick Rodriguez, founder of the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio. Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, and this is the radio ministry. We are witnessing signs that Jesus Christ said would occur in the decades before his return. In Matthew 24, and Mark 13, in Luke chapter 21, the disciples asked Christ what would happen in the days at the end of the world. The disciples realized that in the time that they were living in, they were not in the last days. But there would be the time before Christ's second return, and this is even before Christ left after his death and resurrection. But they wanted to know what would be the signs. Even back then, they wanted to know. And the Lord said that in these chapters that there would be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars. There would be earthquakes, famines. There would be diseases, pestilence. There would be the waves, the seas and the waves roaring, which we would call tsunamis. We've had two major tsunamis in the last 15 years, one in Indonesia, the other in Japan. The waves roaring. There would be wars. There would be threats of international wars. There would be ethnic tension, race against race, or ethnos against ethnos. In the different countries throughout the world. In America, for sure. These ethnic wars. And as well as along with ethnic wars, there would be civil war. But in Matthew and Mark, not in Luke, just Matthew and Mark, he said that there would be what we would call the abomination of desolation, or the son of perdition, or in our modern thinking, we would have an Antichrist who would declare himself to be God. In Luke 21, in verse 25, the Lord used the word that was recorded once in the New Testament, only once, and that was perplexity. And when the Lord used that term perplexity, he meant it in the sense that there would be problems with no solution. There would be signs, and these signs, there would be unusual occurrences that would transcend the natural course or the common course of nature. And the perplexities would bring in a loss for a way, not having a direction to bring a solution to the problem. It would be a quandary. I talk about this quite a bit because that word perplexity is used one time in the New Testament, and the Lord Jesus used that. And he was saying that there will be things at the end of the world that there will be no easy solution for if there is a solution. And that sometimes there's just not going to be a way out. So I wanted to present this because we are in that time with the coronavirus, that the pandemic that we're going through correctly. It is a sign. It's an unusual occurrence that has transcended the common course of nature. It has caused distress among the nations. And this is one thing that the Lord said in Luke 21:25. There'd be distress among the nations. This has caused distress internationally and nationally. It has caused perplexity, and it's reported to be a bioweapon. And that may be, it may have been accidentally released. It may have been intentionally released. Was it man-made? Was it natural evolution? Either way, it is a sign. We in the world today, the Lord said that in the days prior to his return, many, many signs. The nations would be shaken with famines, disease, pestilences. We've entered the time of what I call and what the Bible calls birth pains. In other words, when women go into labor, they begin to have the contractions. And these contractions, once they begin, there may be a space of time, and then you'll have another contraction. But between the contractions, eventually the space, the time between the contractions decreases. And this is a sign that something is going to happen in the scenario of a woman that is having the contraction. She's going to give birth. Well, this is exactly what the Lord said would happen. He used this sign, or he used this terminology, birth pains, because everybody throughout all the nations, throughout all time, can understand that. These birth pains would take place before they would start to increase before the 7 years of tribulation. Also, into the 7 years of tribulation, they would continue to increase, warning of his coming. So we're in that time. We're not going to be able to change it. We have to realize that it is coming. It is here. And I know that you'll have people that say, well, there's no proof. Well, that's okay. The events that are coming will be the proof. John, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 4, said this: John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. This is in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. The very last verse in the book of Revelation, the very last verse in the Bible, says this: the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And verse 20, that is Revelation 22, 21. Revelation 22, 20 says this: he that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. This is John the Apostle's final words to his people, to the church. This is what the Lord told John to write to the seven churches. We're in a time now where our faith is going to be tested. This is my direction I'm going today. Your faith. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they were a mess. They were faithless, and they were supposed to be an army, but they were fearful. They were just a mess. They were dysfunctional. But the two things that God held against them, mainly the one thing, is their faith. Because they had no faith, God said, you will die in the wilderness. At the end of the world now, it is the faith of the believer that is going to keep him. It is your faith that is vital. I'm going to tie this in to last week's program, but I'm going to begin here. On the night of the Passover, after they had finished the Passover, Christ was, he was about to depart, and he would go be tested and accused and brought before the governors and before the priests. Here's what Christ said to them just before they left the table. As my Father has appointed a kingdom and conferred it upon me, so do I confer on you the privilege and the decree. The privilege and decree. Christ was telling his children, the disciples, I'm leaving. Now my kingdom, I am going to put it in your hands. You are going to take care of it. You're going to be responsible for it. This is in Luke chapter 22. That was verse 29. Now verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31, the Lord takes a kind of a twist. He looks at Peter and he says, Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has asked exceedingly that all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God, that he may sift all of you like grain. But I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith may not fail. And when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren. This is very powerful what Christ is telling Peter. Satan is demanding that all the disciples be put into his hand, that Satan can sift all of them like wheat and pull them all away from the keeping power of God. And then Peter says something again. Peter is always fast. And Simon Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. So this is why the Lord just finished telling him, when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren. In the God's Word translation, it goes this way. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. You will sit on the thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Then the Lord said, Simon, Simon, listen. God, Satan, has demanded to have you apostles for himself. He wants to separate you from me as a farmer separates wheat from husks. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail. So when you recover, strengthen the other disciples. Your faith in this audience, your faith is going to come under attack by Satan. Satan is demanding. He is he's not requesting. He's asking repeatedly. He's demanding that God turn you over into his hands that he may destroy you. Your faith in this time that's coming is vital. It's vital that you protect your faith. It's vital that you do not lose faith. Now I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 18. I'm going to give you the solution, but I have to lay this out so you understand how vital your faith is at this time. If you fail in your faith, Satan will have right to you. Now Jesus, this is Luke 18. Jesus was telling his disciples a parable to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up and lose heart. Verse 2, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for man. Verse 3, there was a desperate widow in that city. She kept coming to him and saying, give me justice and legal protection from my adversary. If your faith fails, you will have no legal protection from the adversary. I'm telling you in this audience, you need legal protection from the devil. Your faith has to stay strong. Verse 4, for a time the judge would not, but later he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance, and she will wear me out. Wear God out. Pray for yourselves. Wear him out. He loves it. This judge said, she will be an intolerable annoyance. She will wear me out. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on earth? I say yes. I say he will. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 5, Isaiah was talking about a vision that he had had. It was a very disturbing vision. But in verse 5, he says to the princes, prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, you princes, anoint the shield. This is the word that the Holy Spirit is saying to his children internationally in all of his churches. You are my princes. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, you princes, anoint the shield. This is the time to, like never before, read your Bible. Eat, the words in that Bible. Drink those words in. You're the princes. You're going to have to arise. You princes, you're going to have to arise. We're at war. One translation, this was the King James. In one translation, it says, prepare the table. In other words, we need to be sitting with Christ, just like at the Lord's Supper. They were with him eating. They were reclining with him. They were in the last hours of his life, last day. They were at that table. Christ has a table set for all of his children. And that table has the best that God has provided, the finest of all things for his children. They're in the Bible, but you have to read it. You have to eat and drink, because you're going to have to arise, you princes. Then he says at the end of that verse, anoint the shield. Your faith, you need to begin to pray that your faith will not fail. Pray for your faith individually. Parents, pray for the faith of your children. Children, if your parents are not walking with the Lord, pray for them, that their faith. Pray for your faith. Anoint the shield. The type is, before they went to battle, they would take that shield, the shield of faith that is talked about in Ephesians, and they would anoint that, they would take oil, and they would rub oil into that shield. This way, when the enemy would hit it with a sword or arrows, the oil would help deflect the blow of the weapon, the axe, whatever it may be. Your shield is what protects you from the fiery darts of the devil, from the lies from the devil, from all the whisperings of the devil. Your faith has to be strong. Anoint your faith. Actually, pray over your faith. I have done this in the past. I say, Lord Jesus, I pray that my faith will not fail. I pray my faith will be strong. I pray for your spirit on my faith. I pray for your Holy Spirit. Anoint my faith, that my faith will stay strong, that I will not fail. My faith will not fail. I have seen some of the finest Christian men in my lifetime. I've met them briefly, but I know of their walk with the Lord. And Satan would somehow get a little hold, take a little ground. And now these men are in Buddhism. Now these men, one of them is just gone. Their faith, if your faith is not strong, you will shipwreck before your time. Satan wants you. Does not want you, princes. Does not want you in the battle. He wants you taken out. This is the strategy of the devil from the night of the Passover. Christ tells Peter, I have prayed that your faith fail not. Satan has demanded that I turn you over to him, that he can destroy you. Not just you, Peter, but all the disciples, all the apostles, because these are the men that are going to carry my kingdom into the future. These are the men that are going to make my kingdom, after I leave, are going to make my kingdom on this earth real and great. You apostles are going to start something in the world that the gates of hell will not prevail against. But your faith, Peter, I have prayed. Satan, and I saw it one time. I saw it I don't know how to explain it. But I saw Satan standing before Christ, and he was just as calm, it seemed, as a sea, as a lake. But I could see in Satan's heart, he was jumping up and down. He was in a state of rage, demanding that God turn Christians over to him so he could destroy them and the plan of God. I'll be back after the break.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired OSHA safety compliance officer with 19 years in the profession and have the knowledge and expertise to help you strengthen your safety programs, trainings, and safety audits. Call Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@x-osha-llc.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
The happy days. Your faith is all important and vital. The children of Israel, they came out of Egypt. They were delivered from a hurt that they had suffered, the oppression. They had no faith. Because of that, they perished in the wilderness, and their children are the ones who went into the good land. We are at the end of the world. Your faith is going to be tested. It will be tested. We are not going to avoid it. I Personally, from my understanding of the scripture and through studying prophecy, there is a triangle I'll tell you about in the scripture. It's a trilogy, a triangle. It is simply this. In the Bible, there are three main aspects to scripture. One is theology, the knowledge of who God as Father, as Creator, as a God to a people, as a God to His creation. Theology. All that God is wrapped up in theology. And Jesus Christ came to give an understanding to the world about who God the Father was. This, it was one of the objectives and the reasons why Christ came, so He could present His Father to the world. Theology. Secondly, in this trilogy or triangle, is doctrine. Doctrine gives history. Doctrine gives a whole thought of everything in the plan of God and mankind and the universe and what was created angelic, holy and unholy angelic, the fallen angels and the holy angels of God, the demons, the societies, how the societies would gravitate toward evil. Mankind is just in man's heart. Doctrine. Everything pertaining to everything is in the doctrine. Thirdly, prophecy. The Bible is broken down into basically these three areas. Theology, doctrine, prophecy. And in the prophecies are vital. And the Lord said in the book of Revelation that the testimony of Jesus Christ is prophecy. If you want to know who Jesus Christ is, you have to know prophecy, because He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Prophecy always points to Jesus Christ. Prophecy, biblical prophecy, is 100% accurate. Period. God said in Isaiah, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. He told us in the beginning in the books of the prophets what would happen at the end. He told us through the vision that John gave 1900 years ago what would happen in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, we are in it. You, if you are living, listening to me right now, you are in the book of Revelation. You are in the final generation prior to Christ's return. You are in that generation. We, right now, are living in the time where Antichrist is alive and well. I'm telling you, and He's already set up the plans for His return. He's alive and well. We are not going to escape what's coming. Your faith has to be strong. Now, the Lord did say in Luke 21:34-36, pray that you may be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming on the earth. He said to pray that. Pray that you may be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming on the earth. I'll read these verses. Luke 21:34-36. Take heed to yourself. Be on your guard. Lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed or weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly worries, and cares pertaining to the business of this life, and lest that day come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose. That day is here. It's not going to come on you suddenly. I'm telling you, it is here. Now the world is vain, the vanity of the world. God is going to wean his princes for the coming battle from the things of the world. We're going to war. In one translation, in Isaiah 21, verse 5, it says, go to the tables, eat, drink. War is coming. Anoint the shield. We're going to war. The war is, whether you go out to the war, is irregardless of whether you go out, it is coming to you. In this audience, I will tell you the truth. I will give you what the scripture said are the remedies for the spiritual condition of the body of Christ in America. The body of Christ in America has not been weaned from the breast. Church in America is still on the milk from the mother's breast. They've never broken away to eat the meat of righteousness, to be a holy, to be a God-fearing people. Not all, but the bulk of the church in America is not ready. But God, in every generation, and especially in this generation, is going to have these princes that are going to take the battle to the gates of hell. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail. There is a body, in all the seven churches, in the evangelical churches of America, whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're charismatic, doesn't matter. There's going to be that group that is not ready. They have not matured, but there will be those that have in the messianic movements with the true messianics, those that are truly Jewish and have received Messiah. There are those that are not going to make it. There are those that will. In the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, the Greek churches, there is an army. There are princes in these assemblies that God now is going to water. He has been watering. He has been protecting them. He has been feeding them. They have been eating. They have been drinking. All of them and I would say their faith is strong. The thought in the scripture is this, and the Lord said this in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. This was the last time that Moses had a visit with the children of Israel. It was his final message to the children of Israel. And it began with this thought. Verse 2. My doctrine shall drop as rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, and the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Verse 3. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness unto our God. This word doctrine is the first time in the King James, in the scripture, that this word is ever used. God is saying, at the end of the world, the second time, there was the Song of Moses, but there's going to be a song that is going to be sung by the people of God before Christ returns. It's a new song, and only they will know how to sing it. It will be this generation that will ascribe greatness unto our God, because they will publish it. They will proclaim it. They will pronounce it. They will broadcast it. They will, no matter what, convey to the world, to their micro and macro world, who this great God is. They will publish his name. John, in the book of Revelation, Christ is good to his own word. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show, publish, communicate unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. These things now are going to come to pass. This pastor says, we are in the last decade before Christ's return. I'll put it to you that way. This teacher says, we are in the last decade prior to Christ's return. There are princes in all the seven churches that God has been preparing for this time. And the children of the devil and the devil are aware of it. We're in a battle. We're not fighting flesh and blood. Paul said we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but we're wrestling with principalities, powers, forces of darkness in the heavens. These things are fallen angels. They have rule over a nation. There is one angel that rules, that's been given charge over United States of America. It's a great angel. And it's in the responsibility of that angel to make sure that all the powers of each state, every angel, the angel of Colorado and California, New York, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, each state has a power over it. And it is the main power, this ruling power over America. He makes sure that these lesser powers stay in line and do what they're supposed to do. Then, over this state, you have a principality over every county. Boulder County, Weld County, Larimer County, Denver County, Gilpin County, all of them. They have a power. This is what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Then every city has a power that is assigned to that city. Denver has a powerful spirit over it. Boulder has a powerful spirit. Fort Collins, Greeley. The spirit that rules Boulder is much more powerful than Fort Collins, and the power over Fort Collins greater than that over Greeley. That's the way it works in that kingdom. We're not wrestling against these politicians and people that we see, the neighbors. No, we as believers have to see through spiritual eyes and realize we are wrestling with forces that we don't see, but have power, great power, eternal power, eternal brilliance. The whole of doctrine, like I just said, theology, doctrine, prophecy. Doctrine makes it clear that we are at war with powers that have control of and influence kings and governors and mayors of the cities and the city councils and police departments, agencies, law enforcement, military. This is how the Apostle and how the prophets of the Old Testament saw it. We need to see through their eyes. We are a great army. There is a great army that God now, that God has hidden, that is out there, that for years and years have been in training. We are an army, and here's a principle of this great army. Revelation chapter 14, talking about these virgins. Trying to get to it quickly. But there's a principle with this great army in Revelation 14. I looked and behold, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. I told you they're going to be singing a song. They sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. This is not talking about people that have never had relationship with an opposite sex. No, it's a filthy thinking. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about people, men, women, and children, who have been solely desirous to fulfill God's call and plan on their lives. They have one objective, is to please their Father in heaven. There is this type of believer in the world today. I'll finish this, and I will give you contact information after this break.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948. Or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere, but what is it? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help Northern Colorado learn more about it. CBD is a cannabinoid compound found in cannabis plants, but this compound is non-psychoactive, which means you get the benefits without getting high. CBD is safe to use and has many health benefits, including pain and anxiety relief. If you want to learn more about it, head to Colorado Platinum Care now. Open at 916 8th Avenue in Greeley. Or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable, nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
To finish out the hour, Revelation chapter 14. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever they goeth. Christ was led into the wilderness. He wasn't pushed. He wasn't forced. We are not a purpose-driven church. We are not a purpose-driven church. We have a purpose, but we're not driven. We are to be led. The principle of the overcomers. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. This is the principle of God's body. We are to be led. As the Holy Spirit leads us, we go. I say, as I prepared for this program, the Lord told me, you tell my people they need to protect and anoint their faith. Do not let Satan deceive you. Now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, talking about grace, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Grace is hard to explain. But grace is the ability to accept what will happen in a person's life. As a person of God, God is sovereign. Everything that occurs in your life is not by accident, but you have to accept it, whether it's good or bad, and don't be disappointed and become bitter. If you become bitter, Satan has half the battle. Don't let the root of bitterness spring up in your heart. We're going through hard times. To contact me, I am going to, like I had stated before, trying to expand this program to 2 hours. I won't do it without your help. I'm not going to tell. I'll be honest with you. If you would like to support me, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872. Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, and that's Longmont, 80502. And whatever you would help me with will go to ministry. I am considering a way to maybe have a website, and I will have to wait. I will be led, not pushed. I'm not a purpose-driven ministry. I am a led ministry. Be led by the Holy Spirit. God bless you. God bless your children. God bless everybody that you love. Next week, 9 to 10, 1360 KHNC podcasts.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grennan Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grennan Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grennan Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.